It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Our number three, Felger Mass, like I said, there's a prominent media member out there who is not happy with the way training camp has been covered across the board, mostly on sports radio. People jumping to conclusions, people citing quarterback stats. This individual is particularly not happy with the coverage that he hears here on Felger and Maz. Felger, yeah. In fact, I was listening yesterday when Jim Murray said he's concerned that Mac Jones is a bust after one padded practice, and had to turn us off.
Oh, wow! How drastic!
How'd you turn us off? That's someone who's a little snooty.
Do you have one guess who I could be referring to?
G.I. Wonder.
Okay, well, let's hear.
You say it's like a big member of the media, right?
Well, big, yeah. It's large. Large member.
Oh.
Meaning prominent.
Oh, prominent. So, sorry. I don't know. Play it.
Oh, let's hear it.
Once camp gets rolling, my time is really compressed. So I don't hear a lot of the chatter that I normally hear.
Stop.
As far as
our buddy Greg Bedard in Boston Sports Journal.
Oh, aren't you busy?
Mr. Important.
Oh, yeah.
Your time's compressed.
Big time. My time is too compressed. To listen to the radio, to lower myself to, I got more important things to do.
There's podcasts, you know, you can listen at any time.
Then listen to talk radio.
I could easily make a joke using the word compressed.
Mr. Big Shot.
But I won't.
So he normally doesn't have the time, Maz, to lower himself to sample the Felger and Maz program.
Yeah, no. I mean, his time's compressed.
Okay, go ahead, Bill. You can.
As far as sports talk radio and Twitter and things like that, I try to stay off that stuff. You know, even Twitter. I mean, I have work to do. I have storylines to think about. Things like that.
Well, he's got work to do. I can't be. I'm working.
Wow.
I'm working.
How about that line? Are you guys done? I have work to do.
I mean, seriously.
You snob.
Go ahead.
I love you, big boy. Go ahead.
I have work to do. I have, storylines to think about, things like that. I just try not to get involved in that. That being said, I have heard a little of the chatter that's out there. And I don't know when the rant's coming. It might be now. It might be a little bit later. But what I want our listeners to understand, Nick, and also my members at BSJ, they understand that because I've been – writing about this throughout. Let me tell you, the bottom line is this. If you're all concerned about the quarterback competition and this and that, let me tell you this. Listen closely. The Patriots haven't done jack squat yet.
All right, stop. And now he steals my bit. Now he steals the thing. It's like, you did it. You always did it. Don't you know that you did it? He got up all close to the mic and did that thing. No, he says he can't lower himself. He's too busy. He's working. Too busy to listen to us. And then he steals our shtick.
Listen closely.
Listen closely, everybody. They're not doing anything. he steals the bit.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
Haven't done jack squat yet in practice. Okay. They haven't done anything.
For freaking little Penny there in the background.
Human parrot. Little cockatoo back there. Freaking Ed McMahon Jr.
Yeah, a little Penny. I said, all right, keep going.
Hey, they haven't done anything. So please stop with the hyperbole about, I heard my boys briefly today. I had to turn it off. I love my boys at Felger and Mass. Shout out Jay Stu. I'm sure he's clipping this. It'll be on the show tomorrow. I'm sure that's going to happen.
You got that right.
But for anybody to suggest, I think I heard my boy Tony Mass say today that Cam Newton is lapping Mac Jones. I heard Big Jim Murray say that, or at least hint that Mac Jones could be a bust.
Yep, he did.
Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Wow.
I mean, I don't even know where to start. I understand this is all, the whole thing is all messed up. I mean, it drives me crazy when I'm driving around and I hear like the headlines that they do on the radio every twice an hour or whatever, where it's Cam Newton was 19 of 22 at practice today and Mac Jones was 6 of 43.
He's doing it again.
What are we talking about here?
All right.
I think it's
best to start from the top, right?
What was that? that was either him belching out his lunch or he was trying to make a noise.
Yeah, like a blag. And by the way, if it annoys you when you're listening, good.
So, you know, Bedard is, you know, he is so, we'll have him on every Tuesday during the football season. Love him, mean it. And he takes it seriously. Like, that's why he's so good. He's diligent. He's down there every day. He tracks it. He doesn't just take the numbers at face value. He looks behind the scenes to see who's working with who and what the coaches might be doing. And he really tries to get in there. And I'm not mocking him. I'm being serious. Like, he's very diligent about it. And so he spends hours down there every day going over all that stuff. Then he comes home, turns on the radio on the way home, and Big Jim Murray's like, he's a bust. He's a bust. It's over. He's a bust. He sucks. And that's when Bedard goes, what am I doing? What am I spending all my time doing here? Diligently tracking all the actual facts of what's going on and the nuance of what's going on. I drive home, I turn on the radio, and there's Big Jim Murray saying, he sucks. He's a bust. after the first padded practice. So, I mean, it is true that the number, you've never heard me mention the numbers. Like, I never recite. I mean, if I'm reading a tweet, I guess, you know, but to me, I know those numbers are fugazi. They're just like, please. But I think you can go down to practice and say, that guy looks good, that guy doesn't. Generally speaking, I mean, I think most of these guys have been doing this now for a while. I mean, Bedard's been going down there a long time. He comes back and says, this guy looked good, this guy didn't. I'm taking that seriously. Same with Jeff Howe, same with Mike Reese, same with Phil Perry, same with Tom Curran. Like, these guys didn't just get here yesterday. They've been doing it for a long time. Some of them doing it when I was doing it 20 years ago. So you can glean things. So, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, they have to make up their mind on the quarterback relatively soon as it relates to the first game, right? If we're talking about Mac Jones can come in any time during the year, then they've got weeks and months. Yeah. But if we're talking about starting the season, which a lot of people put a lot of stock in, there is not a lot of time. The first preseason game is a week from tomorrow.
I know. Isn't that unbelievable?
They've had one real practice. The first game is a week from tomorrow. How many padded practices are they going to have before that game? Maybe two more. Tomorrow might get washed out. Friday is a stadium practice. I don't know what that's going to be. It's like that season ticket holder.
Yeah, and that's at night, so that means they're probably not going to practice on Saturday.
Oh, is that the one when Barmore's going to have to catch a punt?
I mean, I don't know, but that could be a grab-ass session for all we know inside the stadium. Then maybe the next day is a day off. I mean, there's going to be like two or three padded practices. Then they play a game. And then you only have a week until the next game, the only game that counts, because I assume with the three preseason games, the third one's going to be that throwaway kind of game, I think. I don't know how teams are going to handle it now that there's 3 versus 4. But if it's like in the old days and the third game is just for the end of the roster guys to play out the string, it's the job for week one is being decided right now.
Absolutely.
So, like, I don't. What do you want me to know?
I mean, you guys, like, you know, me and all the rest of us here, like, we all listen to the other shows. Like, have you listened to Zoe and Beetle since they've been down at camp? Both he and Zoe are down there. They're giving you almost like live play by play of what these guys look like. They're rooting. They, like us, are rooting for Mac Jones, and they can't bring themselves to say he's any good. Like, they're there. Their eyes are watching them. Like, I don't need to know the numbers. I trust what they say. I especially trust what Zoe says. He played the effing position at the highest level.
And he hates Cam Newton as a quarterback, right? He doesn't want Cam to be the quarterback. And, right, not even he is saying, wow. You know, every now and then there's a throw.
Yeah.
Sure, of course. But overall, how does he look? Is he popping? Does he look the part? Does he look the part of being the guy week one? Right? No one knows what he's going to develop into the long haul. Right? Could he beat Chad Pennington in time? Way too early to say that or not. We're talking week one. Week one. Does it feel like he's tracking for week one?
No.
No.
How could anyone possibly say that it does look like that way?
Yeah, I don't think it. I mean, I would say for the most part, people don't. You know, Gasper said one thing on Friday about how he didn't necessarily come off of the fact that he thinks Mac Jones is a jag, but he said, I do think you can see some of the things that the Patriots might have seen him. Like, so he came around just a smidge, Gasper did, but I told you, I'm getting more and more discouraged every day. Like, I out of the gate, I thought, okay, I know one of these guys sucks. Now I think there's a chance they both blow.
And Greg's radio just got turned off.
Good.
So anyway.
Unless he has a meter, in which case, turn it back on.
Big
Greg.
Boy, not happy with the coverage, but what do you want? Anyway, the tug of war continues. The back and forth continues, and we will continue with your calls right after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Oh, he is a manipulative weasel.
And Matt.
He does himself no service by actually talking.
You've got to listen to Believe.
It's about me.
Yes, absolutely.
It's about me.
No question.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I heard my boys briefly today. I had to turn it off. I love my boys at Felger and Mass. Shout out Jay Stu. I'm sure he's clipping this. It'll be on the show tomorrow. I'm sure that's going to happen. But for anybody to suggest, I think I heard my boy Tony Mazz say today that Cam Newton is lapping Mac Jones. I heard Big Jim Murray say that, or at least hint that Mac Jones could be a bust. Holy cow. I mean, I don't even know where to start.
Do you two stand by those statements?
Yep.
Murray?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And by the way, I don't remember, I don't remember 90% of what I said in 10 minutes.
I don't remember you saying that.
I think I said something like, it feels like Cam Newton is lapping Mac Jones. I think I said something to that effect.
Well, then you got it right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you stand by it.
Yeah, that's what I said in real time.
And
yeah.
I never actually used the word bust. I said,
oh, you
okay.
Did? No. You said bust several times. You said bust several times.
Either way, fine. I don't think it's too early to start wondering about that because you can't look better than Cam Newton in camp. I'm sorry. Like, that's concerning. The kid's a first-round draft pick. The first quarterback taken by this franchise since Drew Bledsoe. First rounder. And you can't look better than Cam Newton at camp? That's concerning.
So you stand by it?
Yeah.
Okay. Suck on that, big boy.
No, he didn't say bust. He said he might stink.
He said bust a couple times.
Bust, stink, whatever. Fine, put it on me. I don't care. I don't get like repulsed and have like an allergic reaction to big opinions like the big boy does. Oh, I have to turn it off. Oh, my ears. Oh, blah.
Phones. Ted in the car on Josh McDaniels. Go ahead, Ted.
The Bedard comments are funny. It almost sounds like a Angry Mike bit. But for John McDaniels' comments, it reminded me of a show promo you used to have, a caller asking the question, you know, why is it so hard to be a quarterback in the NFL? And it sounds like a football IQ thing, because I get switching systems coming here for a first year, but to understand the why of a play that he's calling, that's a football IQ thing, I think, and it could be more intuitive than it is to him.
Well, I mean, I think McDaniels just trying to be generic there as possible and get the hell out of there so Bill didn't yell them. So I really wouldn't read too much in it. But, I mean, it is true that Cam Newton has never been known as a heady quarterback, someone who diagnoses defenses and gets into the technical part of it. And I'm sure the Patriots system is as complicated and as coached up as it gets. So Cam Newton was and is a bad fit for that reason, among many others. But certainly for that one, too, probably.
I mean, and that's
But McDaniels was giving him credit today. So McDaniels is playing the game, man. He's not going to go counter to Bill Belichick. And presumably Bill Belichick wants Newton. He's going to make it hard on the rookie. So that's what Josh McDaniels did today. Newton is far ahead of where he was last year. And Mac Jones has done nothing but get yelled at. And that was and it's Bill's call. And that was McDaniels' take today.
Yes. And in the interim, I think it's totally fair to sit there and wonder, what if they both suck?
Nick in Plymouth, go ahead, Nick.
Hey guys, I love hearing you guys talking about this like buzz during a pre-camp, during the training camp, because I mean, if you guys like to remember, like Brady was behind Bishop, like the buzz wasn't that much of a big deal back then for 2 years of training camp for a rookie and a guy had a first year of a veteran start. But then, you know, what took him the ability to start was Bledsoe getting hurt. So, I mean, I know we're all voting that Cam just looks horrible so he can take over, but there's always a chance that he's going to get hurt. There's going to be something. I mean, give the guy a chance, just a little. There was no buzz for tons of guys. And the buzz that used to be around for literally look at Bishop, like he was horrible. There was no reason to listen to that buzz, because sometimes you look at some of these guys like Mayfield and all these other rookies that come out and they look great during Nick, these times okay. of training camp. They're horrible.
Nick, thanks for the call. Let me unpack some of that. You're saying he could get in there because Cam gets hurt. Well, what does that mean? Mac Jones could totally blow. And if the only reason he's playing is because Cam Newton get hurt, what does that prove?
Yeah, and by the way,
so was that whole getting hurt then? Then that's like all off the board. It's not like anyone beat anybody out or anyone's ready or not ready. It was just an injury thing. We're not talking about that. And give the guy a chance. Not our job.
Well, and the other, so I was just going to touch on that part of it. First of all, of course I'm giving him a chance. Like, I hate that phrase too. It drives me bananas. Yes, everybody has a chance. I'm not disputing that part of it. But I also think you say give him a chance. Yeah, I'm not down there watching it. In the same breath, I'll tell you, but there is a chance that he could suck. Give that a chance, too.
That's all I'm saying.
Give him a chance to suck, caller.
I mean, I just think that we don't know.
No, but it's true. If you want to give him a chance that he could be great, fine. Then you have to give it a chance that he could also be a bust.
Yes, we don't know. This is the thing. We don't know. And I'm not telling you we're going to get the answer tomorrow or the day after. I'm just telling you that it could obviously go either way. And I don't think it's wrong to look at it early on and say, I was hoping for a little more out of the gate.
And he's wrong about Brady and the buzz. I mean, second year, there was definite Brady buzz from day one. Second year. But for all intents and purposes, he was a rookie. No one was paying attention to the kid.
And he was a sixth-round pick.
He was a nobody. Right. He was an end-of-the-roster sixth-round pick, fourth quarterback.
He's like Eddie Etling.
But then the first week of the second year, and I was there. And I'll never forget. I've told the story often. At Bryant College, standing next to the freaking equipment shed on that backfield on a rainy day, and no one was there. I mean, no. You think the crowds are bad now? No one was there. And Zoe is standing next to me. I guess he was working in Providence at the time. I didn't know him that well. They were going through 11-on-11s, fully padded, and Zoe says, that's the guy. And he was a Bledsoe's buddy. And he said, that's the guy. That's the one they're all talking about right there. And it was Brady. And he was... And in that camp, he went from fourth to second. They released Heward or Freeze or someone to make room for him.
Freeze, I think it was.
Yeah, so it was like, no, you're wrong about Brady. It's not like Bledsoe got hurt and whoops, what's this?
No, they had him coming week one, second year. Okay, so
20 years ago.
But again, right, 20 years ago.
Last time Zoe was right.
But again, a little unfair to compare Mac Jones to that or to Russell Wilson. Like, I don't think you're drafting another Hall of Famer. So it's like that's unfair to him to say he didn't generate the early buzz that Russell Wilson did or Pat Mahomes did or Tom Brady did. Like, come on. Those are generational kind of guys. That's a little unfair, I think.
Yes, look, and I concede all of that. I mean, but I will also say that when you take a guy in the first round, there is sort of an expectation that maybe you're going to get a little bit more than you would get drafting Jarrett Stidham in the fourth round.
Of course there is.
So, you know, and we could look at Garoppolo early on, and maybe it wasn't in camp.
But here's another thing that works against Mac Jones, and I think is going to work against him getting on the field early. The guys that pop, especially early in these camps, are the runaround guys because the quarterbacks aren't getting hit and it's not padded work in a lot of cases. So, Trey Lance runs out of the pocket, throws across his body 60 yards and scores a touchdown. And Justin Fields is doing the same thing. And Russell Wilson, you know, moves beautifully. And a lot of these guys, like, it's so you dance around, you run around, you got a big arm and you run left, throw right, 50 yards, touchdown. Wow, the guy pops. That's not Mac Jones, right? Mac Jones' strength is going to be coming to the line, seeing the blitz on this side, throwing hot to that side out of the backfield. And it's sort of a simple play, but he made it with his head, and that's going to be his strength. Is that going to show up the first week of training camp?
No.
I mean, not like, you know, someone running around and standing on his head. That's not what he is. So that's another thing to be fair to the kid.
Yes, I'm giving him a chance.
There you go. The caller asked for some fairness. I think we just gave it to you. Chris in Hartford. Go ahead, Chris.
I thought that was huge when they said Cam didn't really know why last year. He just went through the motions, and that's a big deal for him. Giving him the tight end and also with Damian Harris in the back, I'll tell you, if Bill wants to go ahead and play steady Eddie, especially with that defense, Mac's going to come around, you know, because they're going to build around him. But Murray, that bit you had yesterday about him being all scared, that's terrific. Have a great day, Eddie.
Okay. And being all scared?
I don't remember what
it was. Oh yeah, no. Now we're getting critiques of the bits.
I don't remember the bit. I don't either.
Me neither.
Folks,
couldn't have been that good, Murray.
How many times do I have to tell you? You can't go backwards with us because it's once it's out, it's gone, and we can't get it back.
Murray disappears like a fart in the wind.
Yeah, Murray. If I don't remember the bit, I think it sucked.
Right. Same.
I doubt it sucked. I just doubt it happened. But
I'm comparing Murray's work to his past work.
Here's is it Riken in Las Vegas?
Yep, you got it. So 2 points I want to make. One is do you think McDaniels would have came out if Mac Jones was dominating in the film room and understanding the concept? And the second one is when was the last time you heard McDaniels slander a QB? I think it's a thing for Mac Jones to be good.
I think all Josh McDaniels did today was play the game Bill wanted him to play. Throw shade at the rookie, pump up Cam, and it's my decision, meaning it's Bill's decision. And that's what Josh McDaniels did. So I think if Mac Jones was setting the world on fire, Josh McDaniels wouldn't have said anything that Bill didn't want him to say. That's what I think. I mean, Josh is smart enough to know that. Let me give you a quick topic we're going to do tonight on Boston Sports Tonight on NBC Sports Boston.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
So they asked Bill today about has he been vaccinated? And he, you know, basically belched into the microphone.
Oh, shocker.
We're not going to talk about that. And the follow-up question was, you know, can we get any information on your team? Because some teams are releasing that you're 90% vaccinated or we're fully vaccinated or whatever, and you don't have to go through the protocols if you're vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, we're not going to talk about that. Okay, so, I mean, he didn't answer, but he was asked directly. He was asked, you know, would you reveal if you're vaccinated? And he said, no, we're not going to talk about that. So, you know, he wouldn't answer. But let's say he's not. My guess is he is just because he's smart.
And he's older.
Yeah. Right. He didn't go into the whole thing of who is, who isn't, and that would be throwing some players under the bus and all of this, right? So he doesn't want to get into it. So he's just going to belch into the microphone. But let's just say for the sake of this little exercise that he's not vaccinated and he gets COVID. And he's got to sit out a week or two. Who's the coach?
Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, right. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right. Matt Patricia.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I didn't even say anything.
Or one of his kids. Matt Patricia, one of his kids.
I didn't even say anything.
And part of the topic we're going to do today is, I guess, Jerod Mayo during his media thing today. Jerod Mayo said, I want to be a head coach.
Yes, he did, yeah.
And Mayo interviewed for the Eagles. Was it the Eagles? It was someone. He interviewed for,
yeah,
some,
I think
head,
it was, yeah,
for some head coaching job this year. So Mayo's tracking. It's a matter of time. He's going to be a head coach in this league.
As he should be.
As he should be. And then there's Steve Belichick, and there's Mayo, and there's Josh McDaniels. Who do you want to be the interim? Who do you want to be the Al Haig figure?
If Bill
has to go out.
Yeah, but I know who they're going to pick.
Who?
Patricia!
You think so?
Yes!
No way!
Oh, yes!
Yeah, because Bill can point to him and say, well, he's done it. He's been there.
No,
he's been
a
head coach.
So has Josh. Why would you say?
Because the whole right-hand man thing, like, to me, it feels like they'd leave everyone else in their roles and put Patricia in to run it while Bill's recovering.
McDaniels hasn't been a head coach in over a decade.
I told you my initial reaction was McDaniels. Of course.
It should be, right?
Well, that was my gut. And then I went, but I forgot. I forgot that Tubby Smith over there at his side is you know, waiting to, like, is now his what's the word used? Consigliere. Oh, I totally forgot about that. It would be Murray, you're with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what's he doing back in the first place, too? And again, I think he can point to him and say he was just the last guy that did it. He was a head coach. It should be Matt Patricia. And just quickly, just as an aside, it's so annoying that he won't address that either, like the vaccination status of himself or the team. When you have someone like Mike Zimmer, did you see what he was saying
of
this
course.
Week? Slamming his own players who won't get vaccinated, saying we could all put this thing to bed if we all did this.
The
like,
vaccination
being
thing
rational
is,
about it.
My guess is they're behind. That's my guess. I mean, unless you tell me otherwise, Bill, then I'll just go with what you tell me. I'll take your word for it on something important like that. But if you're not going to answer it, then that leads me to believe you're hiding something. And what you're hiding is that your team's probably lagging behind. I think they're probably lagging behind. And if they weren't, they'd admit it. If they were fully vaccinated, all up to speed, Bill'd say, yeah, we're good. We're up to speed. We're above the line. But because they're below the line, he has to say, not going to answer that. You know what I mean? So it's like that.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
That's the only reason not to answer it, because they're not. I mean, if you care about that, I don't care about that. I mean, it's an important topic, but we're not necessarily doing it. The thing about who's next kind of interests me. Get the full discussion tonight at 10 o'clock on NBC Sports Boston. When we come back, more of your calls. We'll reset the Red Sox heading into the 5 o'clock hour as well. But outside of the quarterbacks, what has stood out? What has stood out? We'll defer to the big boy because he puts in so much work and stays off Twitter and doesn't listen to the radio and this, and he's that diligent. Of everything else other than the quarterbacks, what stands out to the big boy at Patriots training camp? And I'll give you one guess. Don't answer.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Here's
the best analysis.
Forget about what's being said. Everyone's ripping someone for something somewhere.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
My top takeaway is that, man, this offensive line is good. I mean, they really are. I was looking forward to that. And it's going to be a fun competition with the defensive line. As, you know, they have a lot of new guys up front, Godchow.
Right.
You know, Barmore impressed some today. which I'm sure we'll talk about before leaving with a toe injury. Hopefully he just got stepped on. It's on a turf toe situation because that can be rough for a big fella. But,
yeah,
you know, the offensive line of Isaiah Wynn, Owenu, Andrews, Mason, Trent Brown, like, man, those guys bring it.
So what stands out at the Patriots training camp? Did you expect anything less from the big boy there?
Nope.
But it just may be the strength of the team.
Oh, and I think it is a strength of the team. Well, along with the defense. Yeah, I think they're going to be good, really, up front on both sides of the ball. And maybe we're not giving that enough credit.
Of course we're not. I mean, it's not as interesting to talk about as the quarterback battle, but O-line, D-line, O-line, D-line. There used to be a day in the NFL that that won games and that won you championships, and that was the most important thing, O-line, D-line. I think it's less important, but it's that doesn't mean it's unimportant. And they should be good up front on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and look, I think their chances of controlling the game up front on defense are a lot better than they were. They had the talent on offense, you know, last year to a large degree. And so, you know, they fortified it in some ways, and that's good. But the bigger change to me comes on the other side. Even so, it never hurts you to be good in the trenches. That's fine.
What's a great offensive line? Who does it better? I hate to take it back to the quarterback thing, but who's it better suited towards, Mac Jones or Cam Newton?
Well, probably. Mac Jones.
See, I think maybe Cam Newton, especially if you're going to try to focus on running the ball.
No. I mean, I look at it as anybody can hand it off. You know, I want the guy who can, you know, he might need a little more time back there or at least initial time picking up blitzes and things like that. I think it's the better passer. I would put my money on Jones. I think it would help Jones more.
Okay, so that was a thought to be a strength of the team early on. Greg says it is a strength of the team. And, you know, that's going to – it should keep you in a lot of ball games. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to win you a lot of ball games because, again, it feels so often in the NFL. It comes down to 4 minutes left, ball in the hand of the quarterback. What can you do? And that's still, you know, going to win you, lose you late games. But it's going to keep you in a lot of them. And they're good up front. Can I just give you one more thing that stood out to me?
Of course.
Did you guys see Troy Brown today?
Yeah. Holy crap, does he look good.
Oh.
50 years old. He is just ripped, sinewy. And he looks like he could play.
Mad respect. Oh, does he look good.
So I heard him. I didn't see him.
Oh, he's ripped. Oh, Troy, what are you doing, buddy boy? What, can I have some? What's your plan? What are you doing? He looks terrific. He looks terrific. He, you know, he did the TV with us for several years before he went back and started coaching the Patriots again. And, he, you know, like a lot of former players, got a little soft around the middle. Like, you know.
Yeah, I remember because we saw him after one of these Super Bowls in recent years. And we were like, hey, he looks like a retired NFL player.
Yeah.
Like he is in great shape.
And not that he was ever fat, but, you know, he didn't have to train anymore.
Yeah.
So that showed. Oh, man. Wow. I got so much reason. I don't lose my mind over a 25-year-old guy who's in good shape or gal who's in good shape. You get to 50 and you do that? Oh, talk to me. That's what I'm talking about, Troy. Excellent job.
I know you don't give it just quickly because you're talking about this. I know you don't give a rat's ass about Guns N' Roses, but I saw them last night. Their bassist, Duff McKagan, 57 years young. Mike, he looks like he's 23.
I mean,
ripped.
Love it.
Absolutely. He is in great shape.
That's the guy you tip your cap to.
Yep.
Not the 25-year-old kid who rolls out of bed. Nah, what's that? You try doing that in your 50s. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Love it. Oh, God, he looks tremendous.
I mean, you look at bread, you gain 10 pounds.
Oh, my God, forget about it. You trying to kill me with that bread? But I just like that Troy's here, okay? So this sort of goes counter to the Matt Patricia's and the Mick Lombardi's and all these, just this steady stream of Bobos and friends of kids of friends and what Bill's staff has become. Seeing Gerard Mayo out there, seeing Troy Brown out there, they also brought back a former offensive lineman. I don't know if you remember Billy Yates. He was
sure.
He was a guard. He was on the 07 team, and he was sort of a reserve guy. He's back on the offensive line staff. Like that, I love. This team has such a wonderful winning tradition. And so many guys that, you know, just embody what this team is and should be. That's what their staff should be littered with. It should be littered with those guys. Troy Brown and Gerard Mayo and even Billy Yates, if you want. And those guys should be on this staff. Not all these freaking kids and sycophants and Bobos. And every time I see those guys, it gets you frustrated. Just talking about Patricia gets you frustrated. Seeing Troy Brown out there, it's like, oh, that feels like the Patriots to me right there.
I love Troy Brown. I mean, and again, I wasn't sure he'd ever end up on that staff. And you're right. The video, he looks dynamite.
Oh, my God. Get me on that program. Not that I could do that, but holy smokes.
Does it tell you anything that there aren't more of those guys?
Yeah. And it's always been frustrating to me. Did they not pay him? Did they not want to come back and go back into the meat grinder of working for Bill? Did Bill discourage it because he always wanted to give those jobs to whatever, the Sinkafits and the Bobos? Or they just go so cheap at those assistant coaching positions that the former players look at and say, I can't come back there, Bill, and live under the bridge in front of the stadium.
I mean, so some of those guys ended up in other places.
They
right?
sure did.
I
absolutely.
Mean, Vrabel, obviously. Wes Welker.
Vrabel, Anthony Pleasant, Brian Cox. There's a lot. They're littered all over the place. Did Otis, my man, go and work somewhere? I think he might have. I can't remember, but they're all over the place. And they should all be here. You know, a lot of them should be here. That should be your staff. You continue on that Patriot thing. So that's what I think of when I think of Troy and his workout regimen. All right, a long commercial-free segment, I promise. Right back to your phones after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
No thanks.
Felger and Maz.
Those guys are always trouble.
I want nothing to do with this guy.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I just think we bring a sense of history to the program, something that these guys can ask questions about, what it was like for me 20 years ago. So these guys have no clue. Some of these guys are just being born then, you know, so they have no clue, you know, what the culture is like in that building. And obviously we bring that to the table as well. And then just the amount of knowledge about this organization, this team, and just football in general that we can provide to these guys. They may not be comfortable asking other people about it. You know, sometimes they can identify with us better because we did play, and they feel more comfortable asking questions that they may find silly to ask Bill or some other coach on the staff. So I think, you know, we bring that to the table, and hopefully that works out great for the players. So, yeah.
Cut from Troy today. Nice guy. All right, to your phones, as promised. We're going to reset our Red Sox stuff here coming up, so you can hang on for that as well. Corey in Marshfield has a thought on Mac Jones. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, so I compiled a list of quarterbacks that were selected in the first round over the last 4 years, and they all started as backups. And just wanted to kind of run through the list, right, because I think the talk of Mac Jones being a bust is a little premature. So I just want to preface this short list with every pick was taken with a higher selection than Mac Jones, with the exception of Lamar Jackson. So let's get into it. Jury's still out on Tua, so we can debate Tua. But looking at the other ones, we have Justin Herbert, started the year backing up Tyrod Taylor.
Hey, Corey, just give us the names, okay?
Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Deshaun Watson. All started as backups, and they were all backing up bums.
Okay, so
that's fair.
You're saying all those guys drafted higher than Mac Jones in the last 5 or 6 years? I don't know what your criteria is. I feel like there'd be more guys on your list there. Or you're saying...
Yeah, so I only did 4 years, and all of them were taken with higher picks than Lamar Jackson.
And they didn't start week one.
Okay, those are guys...
They didn't start week one.
Those are guys who did not. Some did start week one, is what you're saying.
Well, there are guys that I didn't include, like Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Sam Darnold, Trubisky. Those aren't necessarily great names other than Kyler Murray. Those guys all started week one. But the original list that I took you guys through, they were all backups, through training camp, backups to start the year, and they basically started because of, you know, circumstances that were really out of their control. Just the guys in front of them either sucked or they got stabbed in the lung by the Chargers medical staff.
Hey, Corey, good call. And you know what? I believe the best way to go is to start the guy on the bench.
Sure, yes.
I've said that for years, that, and I'm not telling you it's the only way, but there's both ways, you know, there's been success with both ways.
Again, my concern, however.
But hold on. Let me just, so like the fact that, to me, Mac Jones not starting early doesn't mean he's a bust, doesn't mean he sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that. I told you, I want to sit my quarterback for a year or two. It bothers me not one bit that Jordan Love in Green Bay was not ready year one and is still should be on the bench in year two. I don't think that means he's a bust. I'm totally cool with that. I'm talking about how does he look? That's what I'm judging my thing on. Sorry, Murray, yes?
Yeah, again, I, however overdramatic my concern might be, I have to. The reason I'm bringing it up is because it's Cam Newton that he can't beat out. So some of these other guys that were ahead of, well, say Lamar Jackson that last year, you know,
Joe Flacco,
but you know,
sucks.
Joe Flacco's, he's better than Cam Newton. He can at least throw the ball, you know, jump ball Joe. He can at least throw it downfield. Cam Newton, just based on last year, looks washed up. He should not be back here based on last year's performance.
Joe Flacco was cashed by that point. Who are some of the other examples?
Deshaun Watson, who was the quarterback at the time in Houston.
Was it Schaub? Right, Matt Schaub or someone?
Well, no, it wasn't Matt Schaub.
Or
Hoyer?
Tom Savage?
Brian Hoyer?
It might have been your guy, Brian Hoyer.
Or what was the guy who played with Denver and Keenum? Case Keenum, was it him?
Or Osweiler was there for a second?
Yeah, could have been Osweiler. Right,
so they all sucked.
In the Tua case, too, Ryan Fitzpatrick was actually playing very well. I think that they ended up putting him out there because they got to find out whether or not the kid sucks or not, and that might be the case because you'll have to go back in the pool and draft another one. Again, the concern just comes down to the fact, it's comparatively speaking to Cam Newton, that this kid isn't popping in camp already and not beating out Cam Newton because Cam Newton can't throw anymore. That's why I'm concerned.
It's not Mac Jones that's the issue. It's Cam Newton that's the issue. If they had a better guy in front of him, I wouldn't bat an eye over this. Murray's right.
If they had brought in Teddy Bridgewater, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who I wanted, any of these other guys that can actually throw the ball, then like, fine. All right, you sit the kid, he's not ready yet. That he's not looking better than Cam Newton on a consistent basis. And I know it's very early in camp. It's too early to say bust. I know, but it is concerning.
I mean, last year, Newton was the king of suck. He was the king of suck. He was awful. They had one of the five worst quarterbacks in the league, three worst, two worst, one worst.
Balls at receivers.
Whatever
feet.
It was.
Balls off of offensive linemen's helmets. Unable to read a blitz coming from his front side. Like all these things, we saw it last year. It's not. You think it's going to get better magically this year? I don't.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think Cam Newton can be average by the league standard, average in 2021?
No.
Me neither. Murray?
No.
Okay. Don't they need at least average play in order to make the season totally?
Yes.
Okay. What it could be?
So the line of demarcation, the 15th best quarterback or 16th best quarterback in the league, I don't think he can be that.
Me neither.
Would
you call him the king of suck?
Yep. Last year? Yeah. Yeah. King of suck.
There's a little black spot on the sun today. That's my QB1 up there. John and Waylon. Go ahead, John.
Yes, if Bill Belichick gets COVID, the obvious solution is Cam calls his own play.
Yeah, no, that's great.
That'll work.
Yeah, good idea there. I just like the whole COVID thing. I do think Bill's vaccinated. I do. But he doesn't want to go there. But the fact that he won't say that his team's all set tells you they're not all set.
Well, someone brought up a good point. We forget. He has to be. All the tier one employees have to be. All the coaches have to be vaccinated.
Oh, yeah. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So all the more reason why he wouldn't answer it. Like, why just...
Because he's just being a pud. Because why should I tell you whether I got a shot or not? Go to hell. Like, you know, that's a personal question as far as I'm concerned, and that has nothing to do with anything, so go pound sand. Seriously, go play with yourself.
Okay, so on that note, we've got a couple things we'll reset off the top of the next hour. One is... what could be a very telling emoji out there in the NBA world. And again, I read into all emojis and social media posts because I believe this is how players and teams speak to each other now. It's how they speak to you. It's how they speak. It's how they tell you what's going to happen or what's happened or how they feel. So while I'm not on that toxic wasteland of bullcrap, everyone else is, and I take it seriously when people post something. And Bradley Beal today posted something that I don't think bodes well for the Celtics. But we'll explain what it is, because it feels like there's been a development on the Bradley Beal stuff. So that's item number one that we'll get to. And item number two, is your Boston Red Sox. Nice baseball team you got there, Maz. First, an update from Big Jim Murray. 90 seconds, no commercials, and then right.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.